All right, that was a entertaining game for our fans who were able to watch it. A lot of good things that happened with our football team. We did have a couple guys get a little bit banged up. Jerry's right sprained his ankle, along with Marvin Mitchell sprained his ankle as well. And DeMarcus Love did something with his shoulder. We'll have to check out and find out exactly the extent of his injury. But those were the three guys that got a little banged up. And I think we're fortunate in a lot of ways that there wasn't anything more serious. It was an up-and-down game by both teams. But there were a lot of things that happened in this game by our players that will definitely make it a challenge for us as we're trying to determine, you know, who are going to be our final 53, which is a problem you like to have. I mean, we had a lot of guys competing tonight. They really stepped up in at a number of different positions. And, you know, we've got a lot of things to discuss with myself, the coaching staff, and Rick and the scouts get together tomorrow and you know, determine who are going to be the guys that help us in 2012.
How much did maybe Jordan Todman complicate that conversation for the third running back spot?
You know, some of his teammates were talking about just that after that long run. They go, man, coach, that running back's position just got a lot more competitive. And they're right. I mean, to see Jordan step up the way he did, I mean, that was one of the things we were hoping to see. As you guys know, he's been injured throughout the preseason, most of the preseason, with an ankle injury. And it was good to see him break that long run. So he'll definitely be a part of the discussion when we talk tomorrow.
With all the opportunity that Jerry has got, what do you think you learned about him tonight?
Well, you know, when we drafted him, we thought he was a guy who could make big plays, and he exemplified that tonight. He made some big plays, had a lot of touches, and it was a lot of what we saw when Rick and the scouts, you know, really presented him to us as a staff, a guy who has a lot of toughness, plays bigger than his size, and is pretty good with the ball after the catch. So that was encouraging to see some of the things that he did.
You kind of put out the challenge that you wanted to see these guys win some tough balls, the receiving group, and make some plays down the field. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got what you asked for.
Yeah, I mean, to see Devin make that play before the half, I mean, that was, I told George Stewart, I said, now that's what we've been asking for, you know, and that was great to see him step up and make some of the plays that he made. And Jarvis, of course, Steven made some plays as well. I mean, all across the board, even our young tight ends made some plays. There were a lot of guys who made some plays and they had opportunities.
Do you think those have been the first 3 weeks? I know sometimes it's a matter of first team defense and second team defense, but
so many different factors that go into it. Sometimes, as you recall, there were moments where Devin is down the sideline and the ball is not, you know, thrown in play, or you know, we're calling different plays based on the situation. It's just a combination of things, but you know, overall, those guys have been asked to make some plays in this ball game, and they did. And we've got to find a way to build on that now that we've got a chance to identify certain strengths that they do have.
What does Devin offer you at that slot?
Well, his length, you know, makes a difference, and he's a guy who can really run. I mean, he's a long strider, so sometimes, you know, it's a little bit tougher getting in and out of breaks for him, but he's shown that he can make plays down the field, and that's what we wanted to be able to see tonight. We wanted to see that from him throughout this preseason, and it was good that it showed up tonight. I mean, we thought it was there. We saw it some in the OTAs. We saw it some in our practices up in Mankato, and it was good to see it in the game situation.
With Love banged up again and Pat Brown had a pretty tough night, what's your level of concern about your backup tackles right now?
Well, we went into it with some concerns because of Jeff's situation, Schwartz, and along with DeMarcus. So, you know, our depth is a little bit iffy on the offensive line, and that's one of the areas we're going to discuss in depth tomorrow.
How severe those sprained ankles are, or if they're high sprains?
The word high ankle never came from Eric or any of the medical staff, so that's good news. And, of course, they've got to do their other examinations tomorrow.
How much do you weigh in the time that Jordan missed as opposed to what he did when he's finally healthy and has an opportunity?
Well, you have to factor that in. I mean, you want guys to stay healthy. That's part of playing in this league, availability. You know, guys have been available, but sometimes injuries are just completely out of your control. So we have to evaluate him on his body of work, and his body of work is limited compared to some of the other backs. But, you know, we've got to sit down and discuss, you know, where he is and how much he can help our team going forward.
Just on the eye test, how do you feel Blanton did out there?
I thought he did some good things. You could tell he was a little rusty early on. There were a few things that he wasn't quite on with. So, but overall, the fact that he played the entire game and really, I thought, held up fairly well. There were just a few things early on that he struggled with, but as the game went on, he got better.
You got the first-hand explanation on that personal foul penalty that the spot was a little strange on. What was their explanation to you? I know you talked about it for a long time.
Yeah, we talked about it for a long time. We did. There were a few things we talked about for a long time. But it was a good football game. And, I mean, our guys, the Houston guys, I mean, a lot of guys fighting for jobs. And that's the best thing about that fourth preseason game. You got so many guys fighting for jobs. And to see our players step up the way they did, that's a good thing.
You're getting skilled at talking around that.
It's going to be the replacement officials for week one at this point. I know you can only say so much about it, but do you have concern just about, you always want them to get it right, but just the amount of time where there's 4 or 5 minute breaks 10 times in a game where you have, you know, these lengthy discussions going on, is that just a concern?
No, myself, the players, we ain't going nowhere. I mean, we're going to be there no matter how long the game takes. We're going to be there. So,
Coach, do you have some idea right now what you want to do with the roster, or is it really an open book at this point and you just kind of sit down and look at the film?
Yeah, we got to sit down as a group tomorrow and just go through every player and just see how they fit, you know, what we're trying to get done in 2012. So no decisions will be made tonight. You know, we want to go back and look at the tape and have some discussion across the board and make some decisions.
With Marvin out, I assume he would have been the fourth linebacker going into the season here. If he can't play in week one, what do you do there for your backups?
Well, we got to take a look at, you know, how we would use Audi Cole. He did a good job of stepping in. Lara is another potential candidate, and so is Tyrone McKenzie. So, you know, we'll see what the extent of Marvin's injury is, and if it means he may end up missing the first game and then make a decision from there.
At what point this week or this coming week will you decide whether or not Peterson's going to be a go?
I think he'll probably be a game time decision. You know, we got a lot of things we want to get done with him this week. I doubt that we would know without getting him through an entire week if we thought he were ready to play in a football game. We need to take him through some more things this week.
I think the last time he was a game time decision was that game against Buffalo a couple of years ago, and he put on a show in the workout and talked you into it. So would that happen?
We would both like to see that. We'd like to see something similar for sure. Be good for our team and our fans.
That linebacker competition you mentioned, did any of those guys stand out to you? You know, against the run, it looked like Forsett kind of had his way at times.
I thought Audi did a good job in some situations. And a lot of times when you have breakdowns in the run game, it's not always the second level. It's sometimes what's happening up front. And we did have some situations where up front we didn't always handle things the way we needed to. But I thought Audi did a good job. I thought Lara made some good plays at times as well. And even Corey Padres came in and made some plays. So I couldn't really tell how much Tyrone was involved. I know he was very active. But a lot of the problems we had in the run game tonight wasn't so much what was happening at the second level, but more what was happening at a certain position up front.
Based on what you saw last week, Carlson and Schwartz for the opener, do you feel good about those two guys?
Well, you know, we've had limited exposure with Schwartz. He just made it back at the end of this past week, so we need to see more of him. Feel a little bit better about John. He got in some good work with the offense the last few days, so he's a little bit further ahead of where Jeff is, so you feel a little bit more comfortable with him. But between the both of them, probably John is a little further ahead.
Where is Mr. All in his recovery?
From everything I've been told, he should be good to go when we come back and get started next week, so.
With the struggles the first team offense had last week, is there some confidence with the second and third teams playing well offensively today?
Well, you look at some of those guys from an individual basis. When you look at our first team offense, you have to look at their body of work as a group. And there are some guys that we looked at tonight from a depth standpoint that have created what we think will give us some quality depth and some good competition at positions. But you know, you're looking at the body of work of the units. We're not going to be starting a lot of these guys next week against Jacksonville.
With Love's shoulder, is that related to the deal he had before with the pectoral and the shoulder?
It is.
So I assume that makes it a bigger concern than the fact that you finally put him out there in a game and he strained it again.
We'll learn more tomorrow, and then that'll determine, you know, the extent of the concern.
Last one for Coach.
What were your impressions of him aside from the injury?
I thought he did a good job when he was in there. You know, wish he could have been able to finish, but he did a lot of positive things. I mean, he was on it when it comes to the mental part of the game, which we were a little concerned about with all the time he's missed. Physically, we knew he'd do a good job of handling the people that would line up over him. But he was engaged. I mean, he was on top of it. He had been preparing, even though he missed a lot of time. So that was encouraging.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks.